Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. As we continue our journey through the weeks of Lent, heading towards Holy Week and the joyous news of Easter morning, our devotions this month will focus on Jesus. We'll consider the following themes: Jesus the Way, Jesus the Life, Jesus the Truth, Jesus our Strength, and Jesus our Comfort. May the Lord bless our time together in His Word. Today we consider the theme, Jesus the Way, looking at Matthew chapter 20, verses 26 to 28. Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give His life as a ransom for many. I was first, says one child. No, I want to be first in line, says another. Can I be first next time? Interrupts a third child. This opportunity for problem solving in a preschool classroom occurs often. Young children need adult help to practice humility because they can only see things from their own point of view and naturally seek their own interests. Although adults are more subtle about it than young children, we too fail to practice humility. Because we are sinful, we naturally seek our own interests. We find ways to serve ourselves, even if it brings others down. And even things that are good blessings, family, friends, hobbies, or our work, can be used by the devil and become merely selfish, self-serving pursuits, which turn us away from the truth as they are placed higher than God. In today's verses, Jesus is teaching His disciples a lesson that He wants us to know too. Jesus was nearing the end of His life, and the disciples didn't understand all the suffering that Jesus would need to do for us. Jesus came to die for all. He did not come to be King of the world, but to be ruler of our hearts and King of heaven. For this, He would need to selflessly give His life to pay for ours. And in that sacrifice, we see how Jesus can call on us to live selflessly like Him. We can live selflessly when we find our every need met by Jesus. And if our every need has been met by Him, what's left to seek on our own? Like the disciples, we want to devote ourselves completely to Jesus. We can daily repent of the times we give our earthly treasures more of our time than we give to our Savior. We can practice humility, remembering that Jesus humbled Himself when He was born in a manger, lived a life of service, and then suffered and died for all. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank You for giving Your life for all. Please help me humbly live a life of service, so that I may teach others about You with my words and actions. Amen. A question to consider: what acts of service can you do this week that will reflect the love Jesus has given us? Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.